сейчас еще не варил, пощадья дышу тарами. Намасте, сарасвати деве, горавани прачарине. Нирвишеша, шинирари, пощадья дышу тарами. Krishna, Krishna,
Nityananda Prabhu ki Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Madgavirapi Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jadi Tadaiva Sambhaya Pitva Vishayas Tat Priya Janaha Amita Dhamma Tumi Adhamma Tairana Ubaye Sambandhe Patita Pavana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So, but would you ask us this evening if we would sing a few bhajans and say a few things? We want to mix it with both. Does anybody know what is the original name of India? Bharat. Why is it called Bharat? Gita Govinda, do you know? You don't know? Okay. Why is it called Bharat? Some people say it's because it's named after Maharaj Bharat. But there's another reason. The name Bharat is a compound word of three different words. Bha-ra-ta, which indicate music. The three elements of music are bhav, rag, and tal. When these three things come together, it's Bharat. Bhav is the most important element in music. There should be some feeling. And even if someone sings like a donkey, if they have deep feeling, it can bring tears to your eyes. Next most important is rag. Rag means attraction. And there's a system of ragas in music in India which is still different emotions. We were just singing a Sabari rag. And I want to tell you the story behind this raga in a few minutes. Very nice story. And then there's tal. Tal means the beat. And the beat also evokes some emotion and then different types of feelings. And there's different types of tals. There's different types of ragas. In the Western tradition, we have the word music. Do you know where music came from, Gita Govinda? You're Gita Govinda. She's the queen of all songs. Music, they say, began when Moses heard the voice of God on Mount Sinai. And he heard this voice. It said, Muse ke. Listen, Moses. Muse ke. And that voice was so beautiful. Muse ke became music. So literally, music means the voice of God. And throughout all different traditions in the world, music originally was intended to be done in worship of God. There were some scientists some years ago, one scientist in particular in India who did some studies and on plants. And he took a greenhouse, a few different greenhouses, and he took exactly the same seeds, exactly the same light, exactly the same water, exactly the same soil. And in one greenhouse, he didn't do anything. Another greenhouse, he played Western classical music to the plants. A third greenhouse, he played Indian ragas. And a fourth greenhouse, he played rock and roll music. And then he recorded the results. And he found that the plants that had music, classical music, they grew more than twice as fast as the plants that had no music. And the plants where he was playing Indian ragas, they were growing something like three or four times faster, and they were growing in the direction to the speakers. Very interesting thing. Oh, in the greenhouse that had the rock and roll music, the plants died. That was the study. There's a book called The Secret Life of Plants, which he published that in. So that may tell us something about music. There's one great musician in India who lived in Braj. His name was Swami Haridas. And Swami Haridas had a great disciple. His name was Tansen. And Tansen once he was in Delhi, and he went to the court of Maharaj Akbar, and everyone was glorifying the court musician who was there. And Tansen, he challenged him to a competition in music and singing. So Maharaj Akbar said, okay. And the Rani, the queen, she'll be the judge. And Tansen said, no. She may be prejudiced. So he said, who will be the judge then? And Tansen said, the animals in the forest. Okay. So a whole group of them left the palace in Delhi. And they went out to the forest. And Tansen began to sing. And he was singing this Migarag, which is a raga for deer. And a whole troop, whole flock of deer came. And they came right up to him. And Tansen then took off his garland. And he put it around the neck of one of the deer. And then the deer all ran away. So then Tansen, he turned to the court singer. Said, okay. Now it's your turn. You do better. You should bring the deer back. Okay. And he started singing in this way and that way. But the deer didn't come back. So then Tansen started singing again. And the exact same deer came back. Same deer with the same garland. And Tansen took it off the deer's neck and put it back around his neck. Such a personality. It said that Tansen once... He sang a Ganarag, and he made it rain on the request of Maharaj Akbar. What's that? He made it rain.
Mega rag.
Thank you. He made it rain inside the palace of Maharaj Akbar, but only inside of one golden cup. Cloud appeared inside the palace and made it rain inside that cup. Tansen could make fire by singing ragas. He's a very famous personality. He's a historical person. Once Akbar was glorifying him, you're the best of singers. And Tansen said, no, I'm not the best singer at all. Who is better than you? My Gurudev. He's much better. Really? You call him here? I'd like to hear him sing. And Tansen said, you don't understand. He won't come. He won't leave Vrindavan. He only sings for the pleasure of Krishna. He sings for the pleasure of the Lord. And he won't sing for anyone else. But Akbar was very eager to hear him. So Tansen said, okay, if you want to hear him sing, then we should go to Vrindavan together. But you'll have to disguise yourself. If he knows you're the Muslim king, Akbar, he won't sing in front of you. So Akbar dressed himself up like a humble, common person. And they went to see Swami Haridas. And Tansen said, Guru Maharaj, you please sing something, we'd like to hear you. And his guru said, no, I don't want to sing. And Tansen again said, please Guru Maharaj, you should sing. No, I can't sing nicely. And he kept asking, but again and again, Swami Haridas refused to sing. So then finally Tansen, who was very intelligent, he began to sing. But purposely he began to sing off key. And when Swami Haridas heard that, he became very disturbed. Nonsense, budmash rascal. Who taught you like this? You didn't learn this from me. And then he began to sing properly. And it was so amazing, Akbar was completely astonished. So in this way, Tansen showed him the glories of Swami Haridas, who didn't sing for the pleasure of other people, he just sang for the pleasure of the Lord. Sometimes people, they ask the devotees, you're on Harinam or something, they ask you, oh, let's hear you sing something. I don't like that very much. We tell them, no, we sing for the pleasure of the Lord. We're not performers, musicians or something. It said in the in several different Vedic literatures that the origin of ragas and tals came from the Rasalila. And the gopis, they were singing so many different ragas, 108 ragas and raginis were produced in that Rasalila. And from that time, then all of those have appeared in this world. We were just singing this particular raga. It's called the Seshwar Raga. It means Asha. So this particular raga has an origin in Braj, Asabari. Asabari means Asha, Bari. Bari means great, Boro. And Asha means hope. So this raga means great hope. And it's said that when Krishna was a young child, young baby, he was living with his parents at Nandagam. And one day, Lord Shiva, he came. Gita Govinda is a very good story. Lord Shiva came because he wanted to see Krishna. And he came there dressed like a sadhu, but a very strange sadhu. He had dreadlocks, very long matted hair. And there were ashes from dead bodies in the crematorium smeared all over his body. And he had bones around his neck, and there were cobras and different snakes coiled around his body. And there were different scorpions and poisonous spiders crawling around on his body. And he went and knocked on the door of Mother Yashoda's house. Mother Yashoda came to the door and he said, Bhomata Bhagavati Bhikshan Dehi, O Mother, please give us some alms. Mother Yashoda looked at him. What do you want? He said, I want to see your Gopal. Mother Yashoda said, No. Scorpions and poisonous snakes and everything. He wants to see my Gopal. No. He said, No, I want to see your Gopal. No, you're not allowed. So then that sadhu, he said, then I'm not going to leave. Mother Yashoda said, you can do whatever you like. I don't care. So that sadhu, he sat down outside the door and he had this dumburu drum. He was playing on the drum and singing. And after some hours, he was still sitting, and Mother Yashoda finally came out. And she said, here, take some rotis. I know you sadhus. You just want some rotis. Now, cello, go. And so he became very sad. And he left that place. And he went not far away to another place nearby, which is called Terkadamba. Maybe you've been there, some of you. It's a place where Rupa Goswami did his bhajan. And he sat down in that place and he began to sing the Asabari Raga. Asabari means Asabari, the great hope. And Lord Shiva sat down there in that place and he began to cry. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yeya tamam prapadyante tam sataiva vajamyaham. that just as someone approaches me, I reciprocate accordingly. So when Lord Shiva started crying for Krishna, then Krishna started crying for Lord Shiva. And Mother Yashoda, she came running, "Gopal, what is it?" And she offered her breast to Gopal. Gopal pushed her away. She tried to give him a toy. She tried to swing him and all the tricks that mothers know to make the baby stop crying, but nothing worked. The other ladies, elderly ladies in the village, they also came. And they also tried to stop Gopal from crying, but nothing would work. Finally, the ladies, they asked Mother Yashoda, "Was everything okay today? Did anything strange happen?" She said, "No." They said, "Did anybody come to your house?" Mother Yashoda said, "Just Upananda, Nanda Maharaj's older brother. No one else came?" She said, "Oh, there was one sadhu. He was a very strange-looking sadhu. Cobras and spiders and scorpions. Would you like to have scorpions and spiders crawling out?" "No. Your mother wouldn't let you in the house, would she?" So the lady said, "That's it. That sadhu, he put an evil eye on your Gopal. We have to go and find him." So like an army, all the gopis, the elderly gopis, started searching all over Braj for that sadhu. And finally they came to a place called Aseshwan, the forest of hope. And they found that sadhu sitting there in the middle of that forest and crying. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Those gopis, they came and they said, "Hey, Sadhuji, Baba, you have to come. Mother Yashoda is calling you." "Oh, Mother Yashoda is calling me? Very good. Yes, I'll go." So Lord Shiva went to Mother Yashoda's house. "What do you want?" She said, "You put an evil eye on my Gopal. You stop that. You take the evil eye off. Our Gopal won't stop crying." Lord Shiva said, "Mata, what can I do? The only way he'll stop crying is if you bring him before me. That's the only way." Mother Yashoda said, "No, no, no." The elderly gopis, they said, yes, yes. And Mother Yashoda is looking at the scorpions and the cobras, and she said, "Nay, nay, nay, nay." The elderly gopis said, Finally, Mother Yashoda, she brought Gopal outside. And just for one second, she showed Gopal. And Gopal immediately stopped crying. And then she took him back inside. And then Gopal started crying again. Mother Yashoda came outside. She said, "Look, Baba, you asked to see my Gopal. I showed you my Gopal. Now you stop it. You take that evil eye off of him." Lord Shiva said, "Mata, I'm very sorry. He won't stop crying unless you put his feet on my head." Mother Yashoda looked at the scorpions and the snakes and the spiders, and she said, "Nay, nay, nay, nay." And the gopis, the elderly gopis, were there, said, you do." Finally, Mother Yashoda brought her little Gopal out, and she put Gopal's feet on Lord Shiva's head. And then Lord Shiva became completely ecstatic. Singing very loudly and dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
He began jumping up and down, hriyo, hriyo, and playing his dumburu drum and dancing like a madman. And when little Gopal saw that, he started laughing and smiling very big. And when Gopal laughs, everyone in the whole universe becomes very happy. Huh? And so all the gopis were very pleased. And Mother Yashoda then, she said, Baba, what can I give you? What do you want? Do you want more rotis? Lord Shiva said, I don't want any rotis. I want two things. Every day, when you give your Gopal a bath, you give me some of the water from that bath. And the second thing that I want, after you feed him, whatever food is left, you bring some of that to me. And he's still there today, on top of that hill. He's known as Nandeshwar Mahadev. And he's also residing in that forest, Aseshwan, and he's known as Aseshwar Mahadev. And he started this raga, Asabari rag, or the raga of great hope. So many different ragas are there, so many different melodies are there. And we should learn some of these things for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. So we'd like to sing some bhajans. In our tradition, when we sing bhajans, usually we begin first with songs to Guru. And then we sing songs to the Vaishnavas, because first is my Gurudev.